This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me via Zoom is Courtney Lanning, a film critic for the Arkansas Democrat Gazette. Courtney, it's not the same as being in the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio, but still a joy to have you on the show.
Thanks. Pleasure to be here. Show must go on.
That's right. Now, we're going to go back to the drive-in days of the 1950s because we have a double feature today.
That's right. It's Grindhouse without the grind.
That's right. If you would have told me, when you told me these were the two movies you were reviewing, one you would be lukewarm at best about and the other you would give thumbs up, I would have thought maybe they're the other way. But let's start with the big budget one, which has Hugh Jackman and is kind of this blockbuster, but you were left not so impressed.
Yeah, I didn't really see a lot of greatness in this picture, which is a shame because you'd think with a mystery movie with Hugh Jackman at the lead and you've got this science fiction future world that's set in like a flooded Miami. The results of climate change have left the ocean claiming buildings and people are just barely able to live there with dams that are kind of holding things in place just barely. You would think this would be the great setting for a really unique story. And unfortunately, what we're left with is just a really shallow, unrealized narrative. It's kind of a letdown, to be honest.
It's a shame when you have a movie that deals with a flooded city and it's shallow. That's pretty tough.
You're right. I wish any part of this movie would have moved toward the deep end just once.
All right. So it is. You say it's a mystery. It's science fiction. Hugh Jackman, I think, is he playing with time or what's going on here?
So Hugh Jackman plays a business owner named Nick, and he owns this machine that allows people to hook their brains up to it and view past memories as sort of like a dream. And he can watch the dream as well on this display that he's got. And the movie is basically Hugh Jackman meeting a woman after she comes into the store and she gets hooked up to the machine and uses it to try to find her car keys, which seems really underwhelming use for such a machine like that. Hugh Jackman falls in love with her way too fast, and then she just goes missing. So the rest of the movie is just about him trying to find this mystery woman, which you would think sets up a really intriguing plot, but we're not given any reason to care about Hugh Jackman's character. There's really not much to him. This movie introduces a lot of concepts that it just kind of throws out there and then lets them fade away.
So basically we'll have no memory of this 6 weeks after we see it.
Right. It is ironic that for a movie about memories, this will be such a forgettable film.
All right. That's reminiscence. You also this week had a preview of The Witcher, Nightmare of the Wolf. This starts on Netflix on Monday. Tell me about this.
So this is an animated film, but it's also a prequel to Netflix's popular Witcher series, which came out last December, or I guess the December before last, right before COVID hit and everything went to crap. But Henry Cavill plays a Witcher. He's sort of like a strong monster hunter, and he uses magic and carries around swords, and he travels the countryside killing monsters for people. And that's basically the plot of the Witcher universe. And this is a prequel to that series. So if you're already a fan of the world, and that's one of the great things about The Witcher, is there's so many ways to get into the story. There's books that started everything. There's video games that people have played. And then there's the Netflix series. I think they've even made a couple movies called The Hexer. There's so many great jumping in points for this franchise. And if you're already a fan of just one of those pieces, you're really going to like this new movie that's coming out called Witcher Nightmare of the Wolf.
All right. Give me ratings for both the plot and the quality of the animation.
So the animation is solid. It's from a South Korean studio called Studio Mir. And this is just another gem in Netflix's crown for original animated content. I'd say that the streaming giant probably has some of the best animated shows that you will find anywhere. If you're looking for great animated shows to watch, Netflix has a lot of great ones, from Carmen Sandiego to The Dragon Prince to now this new Witcher movie. It's just a grand adventure. And if you already love Witcher, you're going to enjoy this movie. But if you know nothing about Witcher, this might not be the best jumping in point for you. You might be a little lost.
When we talk at this, we'll be back probably on Wednesday next week. But when we do talk next week, what do you hope we're talking about?
So next week, I'd like to review a movie coming out on Hulu. It's called Vacation Friends. Looks to be a comedy starring John Cena. Might be a little raunchy. I'll let you know.
Okay. All right. And which review, or will we see reviews of both of these in Friday's paper?
You'll see both reviews for, yes, The Witcher, Nightmare of the Wolf, and Reminiscence, both in the Arkansas Democrat Gazette on Friday.
Courtney Lanning is a film critic with the Arkansas Democrat Gazette. Courtney, as always, thank you for your time.
Thanks for having me.